More than 6,000 schools have experienced pandemic-related closures or disruptions since classes resumed this year. That's according to Burbio's School Tracker, which has kept data on schools in more than 5,000 districts across the country since the pandemic began. Teachers and students are voicing concerns as schools return amidst a holiday surge of the Omicron variant. They're both demanding safety protocols from their districts. In Oakland, a sick-out staged by teachers closed three schools: Bridges, Acorn Woodland, and United for Success Academy. Oakland Unified School District spokesperson John Sasaki says teacher sick-outs only hurt students.
Sick-outs, that's not the most ideal situation for our kids, especially when we're talking about elementary kids. A lot of their families, they have to work. Short notice when they find out last night that their school may be closed today because we don't have enough staff. That's going to put them in some hardship because they have to, maybe find childcare when they don't have easy access to it.
According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, COVID-19 cases among children have spiked across the country. Last week, nearly 1 million childhood infections were reported. That's four times the rate of the peak of last winter's surge. An estimated 981,000 child COVID-19 infections were reported. That's a 69% increase from the previous week and a tripling of pediatric COVID-19 infections from 2 weeks ago. Teachers aren't alone in their demands for safety protocols at schools. Students have also made their demands known, staging walkouts in New York, Boston, Michigan, Colorado, Oakland, Chicago, and Los Angeles. They've also taken action in Germany, France, and Switzerland. In Oakland, high school and middle school students also stayed home. A petition signed by more than 1,200, mostly middle and high school students, demands testing two times a week, safer outdoor eating areas so students can socially distance, and N95 masks. The Oakland Unified School District says it's ordered 200,000 N95 masks and is testing upwards of 10,000 people a week. Sasaki says he's confident they've met student demands.
We have very effectively addressed the biggest concerns raised in the petition and brought to our attention by the students and the staff. Some of those things are still in motion, as I said. For example, the outdoor covered eating areas, those are still under construction as we get more of the materials in. Moving on from here, we look forward to having all of our students in school tomorrow, and we look forward to having all of our schools open.
But he fell short of saying the school district would offer the PCR rapid test two times a week that students are asking for. He says the district was mostly offering antigen tests, which may not detect early COVID-19 infections. Antigen tests have been approved for emergency use in the U.S. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, nearly 9.5 million children have tested positive for COVID-19 since the onset of the pandemic. Nearly half of them have been diagnosed since school began in September this year. That's 4.4 million childhood COVID-19 infections. For the sixth month in a row, COVID-19 cases have peaked above 100,000 for children. Oakland Unified School District didn't say how many students missed class for the day, but its COVID-19 tracker says 55 teachers and 823 students have tested positive for COVID-19 just last week. Meanwhile, students warn if their demands aren't fully met, they'll be holding a walkout and demonstration Friday. KPFA News did reach out to organizers and teachers. We were unable to speak with anyone by airtime. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.